Blog Talk Radio.
We like to party.
Welcome to Jive Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette.
And tonight we have Brother Eddie with us. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Okay, let me know if you get any feedback. Yeah, okay. Well, I was about to say let me know, and let me get myself off the speaker, the big speaker.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And, echo. So, yeah, well, I had to put it on speaker so I can get up and dance.
Party, all right.
Baby. We like to a party, baby. Oh, that just brings, back so many memories because, again, not only being with George Clinton for a good time of my teenage years, I was referred to as Bootsy because, again,
I was able to
imitate and emulate him to the point where people were like, damn, you sound just like, you know, but that was just the feel, the real you gonna feel. As they said in the lyrics of the song, it's the real you gonna feel. Glory be, the funk's on me. You want some? I'm ready to come up my sheet to let you see what I'm doing. Yes, but anyway, let me digress because, again, I'm here jamming, feeling good. You got me going and got the juices flowing. So I hope that the family don't get upset with all the Parliament Bootsy. But, again, it's so much information being related in the music, especially that these brothers was dropping in the 70s. You know, and it was biblical, baby. It was biblical. It was all referring to the Bible, his first words. And by the way, family, that particular song was Bootsy's first album. And when it hit me and I looked it up and pulled everything up, it was astonishing that it was no coincidence that I did it Friday, this past Friday. And Friday happened to be August 6th. Where that particular album record was released August 6, 1976.
Wow.
1976. So when I saw that, I was like, yeah, it was supposed to happen because everything that was dealing with this class tonight, that was is very poignant once I really get into it and break some of it down that some of our people I know might have missed it because we missed so much in the 70s that these brothers was dropping. So it's time for me to revisit this, to actually share with the family because, again, I'm seeing why all of this from my past is reflecting to right now the future on where we are and what these brothers were actually giving us back then that we're relating to and dealing with right now. So we'll get into that once the class starts. And before I even start, again, let me start off with Ashe to our ancestors for the eternal information that they're giving to us. Namaste with honor to our elders who are giving and replenishing us with the knowledge of their books, of all the information that has not been written in the books of history. And much respect to the family and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. We greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it, and most of all, appreciate you. So with that, Sister Antoinette, how are you doing, and how's the family?
Oh, thank you. I'm well, and I hope everyone is well, is also well.
Yes, and family, y'all might have to help me out tonight, because this is basically like a round table, an open floor discussion once we get started. But the help that I'm requesting for is that we've been having some very serious weather issues here in Chicago with tornadoes touching down in certain parts of Illinois, a big rainstorm last night that actually knocked my power out, you know. So they're talking about another storm, enhanced storm coming our way. Before the show ends. So if by chance I slow down, it's because my power has went out and I'm trying to get my candles, which I do have them right around me, but it still will be a little difficult to see my notes in candlelight, but we going to make it work. We going to make it work. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, did you want to start off with some current events that has touched you and came your way?
Well, you know, Brother Eddie, unfortunately, I'm ashamed to say, I do not.
Oh, that's no problem. That is not a problem. Since you don't, I'm going to share this one that it was sent to me, and once I saw what it was dealing with, I was like, let me send this to some of the family members.
Okay.
And it's basically about a red alert, covert internment camps announced in America by the Tennessee governor, signed an EO, and EO is an executive order, authorizing the National Guards to carry out covert medical kidnapping. Now, again, family, we are at the point where we know a lot of the stuff that we get ain't true, it's fabricated, it's this, that, and the other. But again, like I said, once it's put out in the public domain and people start talking about it, this, that, and the other, it's going to happen because, again, we still haven't realized and recognized that we speak these things in existence. So regardless if we're speaking about them, other people are. If they're not putting the spiritual aspect behind what's being put in their face. And if they continuously talk about it.
That was on their website, their government site as well, if memory serves me correctly. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, CDC site and everything else. So, again, like I've been saying, family, we live in the summer and not prepare for the fall. Because it's no coincidence that tonight's show is dated 8/11. And we got 1 month before the 20th year anniversary of 9/11. So it's not a coincidence that we're talking about these things. And again, this is part two of part one that started last year. You know, what I'm loving, I'm seeing people fight back dealing with this governor here. I don't know what's happening in other states, but these people are fighting back. But again, the crazy thing to me is that the majority of the people that are fighting back happen to be our white constituents.
Yeah.
I don't see too many black faces in these crowds fighting back or voicing their opinion, which lets me know that we are more programmed than they are. They're fighting, saying they tired of this. They ain't going to take it. They ain't masking back up. They're fighting basically what we're starting off with, dealing with our children, where they're saying, no, you ain't going to put my child in a mask no more. We're not masking our children up to bring them to school. As this governor is talking about, the mask will be part of their attire, their school uniform, their dress code, you know. But again, this is what we've been talking about since last year, where it's going. And now the people are starting to stand up, make that stand. It's time for us to do the same thing in our own particular homes and communities. Because again, dealing with the title of the class, let's talk to the digital age, the youth, our children. This is one of the things right now we need to be talking about with our children. Because in certain cities, certain states, schools have already started. And if we haven't taken the time out to extensively talk to our children, especially about this coronavirus, COVID-19, Delta variant garbage, where we're giving them the ammunition and arsenal to fight with using their voice, but to also make sure that we're informing them to let the parents, let us know when they come home from school, let us know what these people are talking about. Because just like last year when we said they were passing a law that the children could accept and take a vaccine without their parents' permission and what without their parents knowing. So now what we were talking about again last year has now come to pass. And this is what I'm constantly saying, whatever we say, it's going to come. Just give it time, fam. We speak it into existence, but are we really preparing while we're talking about it? And the preparation now is to prepare our children because, again, at the end of the day, this vaccine with them is basically used to make them sterile, along with the control that 5G and technology will be and is being used on them on a constant. When we constantly say the number 21 in reverse, which is 12, and we constantly, I'm constantly hearing family everywhere constantly saying, this shit is getting crazy. Excuse my French. All of this is getting crazy. What crazy is 12, family?
Yeah.
Crazy is nothing but another word for chaos. Chaos out of order. Crazy out of order. Crazy is 12. Order is 21. This is what they're pushing. And again, being informed that all eyes are on Chicago, we talked about why Chicago is the blueprint. Well, listening to a show last night, a brother from Philly called in and said that Philadelphia is the number one murder capital right now, but yet Chicago is constantly being emphasized on because this is the mega, as you would say. This is what they would call, as we call it basically, the Midwest. It's the heartland, the central point. So it's just like in Mecca, where people go to visit. This is the Mecca here in the United States, the heartland. So this is why all eyes are on Chicago. The light, and we ain't talking about Lil Caesar, a.k.a. Mayor Lightfoot, a.k.a. Napoleon Bonaparte. The light, Chicago itself, comes to 27. Light is 27. This is why the light is on Chicago, because Chicago in the past was always dubbed as the murder capital, dealing with all of the roaring 20s and all this glamour that they basically pushed while they were doing their white-on-white crime, which has never been dubbed as white-on-white crime, but as soon as it comes to us, it's black-on-black crime. Crime is crime, family. It don't matter who you are and what you, if you commit a crime, it's crime. But again, they give us these titles and labels, and then we start repeating them, and boom, what happens again? We speak it more into existence than it was formerly in the existence. Murder is going to happen. But we revved it up because, again, we took those words of black-on-black crime and emphasized it by bringing it out of our mouths to the universe, bringing it out. So, again, we have to talk to our children to ensure that they are not wrapped up so deeply and basically give them the insurance so that they won't be in fear. And these people trying to influence them to take this shot without the parents' permission. Talk to your babies. Talk to your children every day they come home from school. This is the time we truly be concerned. Because, again, if they keep telling us this nonsense with the Delta variant revving up and worse than the COVID-19, and the children are going back to school, well, why are you allowing them? And it wasn't as bad as you're saying it is this year, and you took them out of school last year, but you're going to put them back in school now. What's up with that? See, there's a real reason, because, again, at the end of the day, school is 21, family. Shot is 21. This is why they open the schools back up to give more shots, point blank. That's what they're using the schools for, to vaccinate our children. And like I said, they can get the vaccine and they ain't got to come home and tell you nothing. And don't think that these teachers and people that are put in position aren't going to be trying this. It's going to be a minute because a lot of the teachers are fighting against this particular mandate here in this city with all of the teachers and children and all of the maintenance workers and all of the other workers get vaccinated before returning back to school. See, this is the separation that they're really pushing, and we've been talking about that for a while. The fight I seen today on television, not the fight, but the arguments of not wearing the mask and those wearing the mask, trying to get those, and they use the craziest thing. Oh, you got to get the shot so I can protect me and I'll protect you. No, you ain't protecting me. You not took it, you gone, but I don't want to be around you. But see, that's the key too. With our children being back in school, they don't know and they're not obligated to reveal if they've taken the shot. Teachers aren't required to reveal this information. So we don't know when our children are in school who they are by and they come in contact with that has taken this darn shot. That is to not only sterilize them to prevent children, the next generations from being born, but to use the control mechanisms of the nanotechnology in these particular metals and alloys in these other darn diseases that they have put in this vaccine that they're not revealing. And again, this is why all of the so-called warp speed is trying to be done. They're trying to get as many people vaccinated before, excuse me, family, but y'all heard it before, before the shit hits the wall, before the shit hits the fan. Because once it hits, ain't no stopping it. Ain't no stopping it now. And it being 12 is the shot, being 21. So we really better talk to our children. And like I said, yeah, on a daily basis, before when you disregarded and how was your day and just making it a general conversation, no. We got to get in there and we got to get down with them. And again, start it off, but let them talk. Because again, through their conversation, the revealing of what is being done will come out in the conversation. Just sit back and listen, and we will get the pertinent information we need to actually even talk to them in a deeper manner about. So please, family, please, 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 for those of you who do have children or you have nephews, grandchildren, nieces, anybody in your family, because again, those of us on this line know where we are. But if you have children who have children that are your grandchildren, might not be pushing this issue at all, at all. And like I said, at the end of the day, remember, it's constantly, we live in the summer, not ready for the fall. It might not be you falling, but that shot could end up taking out your grandchildren, taking out your children, taking out your mama, your daddy, your grandparents, your siblings, whoever, because I've heard different people, and everybody I know has told me somebody in their family has taken this shot, in their family, not somebody they know, somebody in their family.
Yep, that is so true.
So we have to talk, again, not only to our children, but put that bug in the ear of our family members who are on the fence, who don't know if they want to take it or not. But again, we are still going to be around our family members, and when this vaccine is activated by 5G, we better watch out. because we really don't know. We know something's going to go down. We know something's going to happen, but we really don't know how it's going to affect us. We're preparing ourselves, hopefully we are, spiritually, so that our spiritual essence can block off and protect us against this. But I know a lot of people don't meditate on a regular. Most people don't get into themselves on a regular. Some people don't reflect on common sense and history on a regular. Because common sense and history being the same number, 33, common sense, history has shown us that these people, this system, this society has never, ever, 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 ever tried to help increase the life expectancy of black people. We've been the bulk of the experimentation for the longest because they don't have to experiment with themselves. They know how their bodies regulate. They don't know how we as melanated people truly regulate, having the melanin within us that's our actual weapon. Melanin being 16, weapon being 16. Seven, people. Seven, fam. Because that's no more than your consciousness. That's no more than your soul. This is why they're going after the seven. Call your RNA instead of your DNA. Because RNA is seven. And they're putting a messenger in front of that seven, that RNA, to control your soul, to control your consciousness. You might not look at it as soul, but it's still your consciousness. It's the same thing. They're just using other words, and the numbers, as I constantly say, remain the same. Covert, which is 19, is no more than the Delta, 19. They just keep changing these words. It's still the same experiment. It's the same. So we have to take real time, effort, and patience and talk to our children, talk to our babies, talk to our family. Again, we know that you can lead a horse to water, you can't make them drink it, but that does not stop us from trying to reveal truth to our immediate circle, our immediate family, because that's where it starts, at home. Everything starts at home. There's no reason to go outside the home if we ain't got the home together. So, yes, we definitely, definitely, definitely have to do that. And, again, since we're there, we'll jump on. Bootsy. Say what?
Well, Brother Bootsy, Eddie, before you jump on Bootsy, before you jump on Bootsy, you do have a caller with their hand up. So they may have something that they wanted to add to what you were saying.
Okay, then let's bring them in, because like I said, this is a family roundtable discussion. So yeah, let's bring in the family and the callers and bring them on in.
Okay, you know who this one is? Erica 773.
You sure about that?
I'm positive about that,
Brother D.
Hello, Brother D.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Right,
wow.
How you doing?
Well,
I'm doing okay, man. I'm loving this because I made out a long list of words with the numbers, and you pretty much knocked most of them out already.
Okay.
You were talking about Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, with the concentration. Well, you could say internment concentration camp. Tennessee comes up to a five. You talked about the mask.
Right.
That's the eight.
Mm-hmm.
COVID-19, Delta 19. You talked about the mandates. That's a two. Chicago, nine. Heartland comes up to five. Black-on-black crime comes up to 44. Vaccine, five. War, 10. See, now, I wrote down CNN. CNN comes up to a 5. Now, the reason why I had brought up CNN because there was a I don't know, one of them damn people today where it was a lady on there today that was talking about how the children should be wearing universal masks in the schools and taking weekly tests. And so that's probably, and that connects what you were saying about the schools, and then you mentioned about the shots. That's the 3. Teachers,
mm-hmm.
that's the 38. That comes up to 11. Warp speed,
yeah.
That's
the
9.
Wait a minute. Wait, slow down. You said teacher comes up to what?
Teachers with an S. That's the 38 equals 11.
Okay, I got you. You're right. Okay.
Right. Now, warp speed, that comes up to a 9. And
yep.
The phrase, shit hits the fan, that equals 11.
Okay.
Black people, that's the nothing's off the table now, Eddie. Nothing's off the table.
Right.
Experiment, that's a 44. And black people, that's a 31. Now, to add on what you were saying about, huh?
No, I was saying that's the 4.
Yeah, that's the 4. Now, to add on what you were saying about talking to our children, now, I think, Eddie, y'all already know this. This is what I'm seeing right now. And just like I said, actually seeing in my reality and talking to other people around me in my circle, there's another war within the so-called war we're dealing with now. I say that because I'm hearing a lot of people within their families and stuff are actually really divided because of the shot. One family member doesn't want to take it, but the other one does. And I really started seeing this more than a year ago when I was working at the VA here. Some of the patients that told me that once they leave the hospital and come home, a lot of their wives don't want them back in the house around the kids unless they took that shot, you know. And I think that was one of those things, some of us maybe paid attention to it, some of us didn't, you know. And then now I'm hearing all types of stories about people fighting and, you know, this and that, whatever, the wife and the husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, are really at odds over the shot. And so now the question is, what do we do about this, if there's anything could be done? And I said that to say this whole plot or experiment, whatever, as far as getting the people the shots, has morphed into something else. But these people have already, they knew this was coming. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
they have,
yeah,
not, I'm not going to say everybody because I can't speak for everybody now, you know, but it's
mm-hmm.
like now we're fighting amongst each other in terms of should you take the shot, should you not take the shot. Some people, like you said, Brother Eddie, are studying, are doing their research, are meditating, but then you got people within the same house are doing something the total opposite of not doing at all, you know. And just last week with myself, I had to remove somebody because of the situation. Because it gets to a point where at the end of the day, you know, depending on what situation you're in, you have to protect yourself. And I mean, just not in terms of taking a shot, whatever, but protecting your space, you know, your force, your energy
yeah.
circle around you. Because you don't want negative people bringing that negative energy, putting it around you, draining your battery. At least I don't, you know. And then it's like we always say on this show and other shows, if you can't change the people around you, in a lot of cases, you got to change the people around you. And I'm not advocating kicking out your wife, your kids, whatever, but it's just one of those things where this is a situation now that is very serious. A lot of people maybe don't think it is, but it is, and we got to find ways and solutions to deal with it, you know. What are your guys' thoughts on what I just said?
I agree with you, and it is getting very serious. I know from some of my family members, I was told that I was selfish because I wouldn't take
the
shot.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
And, again, I've said this since last year. it's history repeating itself. If we know history, study history, like we research and investigate so much stuff, history just tells us it's the same thing. It's just more sophisticated now. It was called the Willie Lynch Letter, and it was only done or made for melanated black people to keep them separated with the confusion of house nigga, field nigga, good hair, bad hair, light skin, dark skin, so forth and so on. Now it's your family directly, mask, no mask, vaccinated, unvaccinated. This is just another scheme that if we can't see it, yeah, it's happening. And again, this is one of the ways that they're going to have a lot of people that don't want to take the shot, take the shot. One reason being their work situation. Because people I'm talking to now in certain areas, especially frontline workers, if they don't take the vaccine, they have to be tested once or twice a week.
The thing is, this is why we got to be careful with this propaganda machine, the news, whatever. Before I go any further, by the way, the Selfish comes up to 9 and History comes up to 33. With the VA, for example, they were already doing weekly testing. And it wasn't, I'm only speaking from the point where I worked at. They really wasn't forcing it. But it all depends on what department and what your job in terms of how much you're around the patients. So a lot of stuff that the news is pumping out, a lot of stuff really hasn't changed. Like, let me give you an example. Like here in Chicago with a lot of the government offices and everything. For example, like with the post offices and the Cook County government offices, they had already mandated the mask anyway. So when they came out talking about, well, you got to wear masks in certain areas, that really hasn't changed. I think what they're doing, they're pushing this stuff out in the media again to scare people into doing it. And then a lot of these jobs and stuff, they already, now I'm not going to say all of them, some of them already are giving you out in terms of getting a waiver, a medical religious waiver or exemption. Just like I just saw something about an hour ago before your show came on about the military. They're going to give them options as far as waivers, but then how many are they going to get? You know, are they going to give everybody one? Because we already know in reality, folks, a lot of the military people are just going to say, fuck it. They're going to go and take the shot anyway, go about their business because they don't want to get hassled. Because I was in a situation when I was deployed about 13, 14, 15 years ago when they were giving out the anthrax shots. One of my partners, he initially refused it, but they told him, yeah, you can refuse it, but what's going to happen? We're going to give you an Article 15. We're going to court-martial you. You're going to lose your rank and your money, and you might end up, if you mess back pretty much getting an Article 15 court-martial on active duty in the combat zone, when you come back, it's almost the worst, the same as having a felony. You're not going to get a job if that's the route you want to go. So he went ahead and took the shots anyway. But the thing is, now the VA's saying – they went back and started doing the research and everything that a lot of those people who did take those shots, now they're coming up sick. Some of them are dying. Now they're going ahead and recognize them as far as getting a disability claim. And it's like I don't know how much more information we can put out and give to people for these people to wake up. And it's just we have to come to a realization now that a lot of people are going to go ahead and do it anyway. Just like the people around me within the past 2 weeks, especially a lot of my neighbors and stuff, they've already taken both shots. And it's like at a point where you talk to them and talk to them and talk to them, they're going to end up doing it anyway, which when I'm reverting back to say again, conserve your energy for yourself at the end of the day.
Yes.
I mean,
that's the way.
You know, I've even done one of your numbers, Eddie. Like the barbershop I go to, I printed out articles and taken the articles into the barbershop and the book COVID-19, the Great Reset. I've even shown that to people, but it's like the response I get, well, I still have to take the shot to protect myself. Hey, I've done my job.
Yeah,
you know,
yes, you have.
Stop, got to move on to something else. So
we have other callers. We have a couple of them, so I'm going to take them in the order. They are area code 732.
Good day. How is everyone?
All right.
Good day.
How are you?
I'm great, too. I was just, when man was saying that, talking about the vaccine, I thought all the way back to when President Trump was in. At that time, I thought that was one of the greatest splits between families, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, a lot of people separated and divided then. And it looks like the virus is a carry-on from then. It's like they started that with the presidency. Now they're carrying it over with the vaccine. My my family so far, I think one person did get it. But as far as me, I'm not getting the vaccine. You know, when I was a little girl, 7 years old, I got a vaccine or something then. And the thing practically destroyed me. It might have tried to have caused something like polio or something.
Oh,
I mean, I was walking around something like a zombie with a thick neck, and it had me like that all the way up until I had my first child. So I'm never going to get it. I'm not afraid to tell anybody. I'll shout it from the rooftop because I'm just it's really poison, and I'm just not going to let anybody poison me. And I try to think of things like someone was saying earlier, but just what can we say to the people, you know, without making it look like we're trying to be better or anything? What can we say to the people that we love, or either probably the people we just pass through in the days? What could we say to them that could really let them know that this shot is really killing people? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my sister. Right quick, I'd like to just add to them what you could say is just, come on, family, use your common sense. Go through history and look at this system, this American system towards our people. Have they ever, ever, ever did anything to make your life more pleasurable? To make you truly more safe? Why are we still talking about the police killing black folks all around this country? And you think if they got their peons like policemen doing this to offset what they're trying to do, it's just the distractions when we get deep into things like, what's his name? Somebody help me, like George Floyd. You know, how everybody went through protests and everything. But again, we were so distracted, we didn't see what was coming down the pike. We're protesting about this, but they setting up the kill zone, which is the shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just to tell them, and another thing that we can try to influence them to do is go do their own research on what they can find out what's in this vaccine. Ask them, did y'all ask what's being injected in me? And number two, will it protect me from getting this so-called COVID, Delta, variant, whatever? And once the reply is no, because they're telling you now, even on fake news, that you can still get it. That's why the two shots that you were talking about, Derek, that people now got, they're already saying you need a booster, baby.
Booster.
Booster shot.
And you still got to wear a mask.
We're talking about the third and fourth regiment of poison. And by the way, poison is 19, that one.
Mm-hmm. And booster is 11.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See? So we keep coming back to these numbers that they're pushing to increase the fall during this season called autumn. That's right around the corner, family. A little bit more than a month. right around the corner. So now, we better start preparing.
Our weather for Sunday, I'm sorry. I know they said our weather for Sunday is going to be a, it's going to be like for all day.
Yeah. But I was getting information from other people about what these people are planning, and they were planning a test either today or yesterday to deal with this Brother Wes or Brother Kwame. When they come on, they'll probably mention that. Because, again, like I said, living vicariously through all my family, like I said, I can't go down those holes that everybody else goes down. Y'all went down the hole. Once you give me whatever it is you got, I'm breaking the numbers down the way I'm supposed to do it to keep
right
on my square. See,
right.
I can't let all of these different links that people send me take me off my square, because the real link is you and me, family. It's called the missing link, and they gave you a story about the missing link being a damn monkey.
Mm-hmm. And square is 927.
Oh, yeah. That's that 9. That's why you have a square, the T-square, and a compass. Compass is 22, mm-hmm. and 27 is 49. 4 plus 9, you back to 13, baby. That 4 is spiritual, baby.
Mm-hmm. And missing link is 42.
Yes.
Does anyone know if it's a fact that they're supposed to be knocking on people's doors trying to get them to take the vaccine?
I'm only speaking from here, sister, in Chicago. We're in the city. Indiscreetly, in my neighborhood, they've done it, but they did it by putting these little pamphlets on the doors, and they were actually dropping off COVID kits, like with masks and hand sanitizer and all that. They didn't necessarily ring the bells. They just indiscreetly came by each house and was dropping off packages. But as far as actually knocking on the doors and ringing the bells, I haven't experienced that yet.
Oh, thank you. Because I have my whip ready. I am so serious. I have my whip ready, and I've been practicing with it.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Brother Kwame.
Greetings, family. And greetings,
my elder brother. How you doing, Brother Kwame?
I'm very grateful, Brother Eddie and Brother Derek and Ishtar. I think that's who that is, voice I hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, very much on point. And I chimed in maybe about 5 or 10 minutes ago, and Derek was dropping his information and on point, as usual. The part that we're looking at is, and then Brother Eddie, you went back to Willie Lynch, and, you know, that was definitely on point, because that was a training manual that the government put out, but it was a good tool, because the thing was that they were trying to tell you that as above, so below, and what we're seeing now with being in the Lionscape, and today is 8/11, which is the helix, and the helix is when Sirius rises before the sun, aligned with Betelgeuse and another, and it makes a pyramid or a triangle in the heavens, and it's kind of like the Lionsgate is still in session, so the portal to the galactic is still in alignment and why they use it. We call this Black August because this is a time that has, you know, the Lionsgate and the energies that they use from that. But it's been a time that things have been done to us, if we remember, because even today, looking at today, is when the Supreme Court in 1955 made their decision for segregation. And there was an excellent letter written by Zora Neale Hurston in the Orlando paper that is online. And then also today is the 11th, which was a day that, you know, Emmett Till was killed in August. You had the Haiti's revolution was in August. You have all of these events that pertain to our ancestry, Nat Turner's Rebellion, George Jackson was killed. You have King March, the March on Washington. Obama was nominated for in 2008. Hurricane Katrina. All of this happened in August. So it's why is all of this August so important? Because what happens before August is July. July 4th is 1776 is when Sirius and they formulated this nation with a Declaration of Independence. So what we are seeing now, and what's really is everybody's in panic about the mask and the shot. But have any of us looked at Tutmos, and I thank him for it, 6G satellites. China launched, I don't know how many 6G satellites that are up there right now, shooting down, and they're right now putting in place to up the hertz from 3,300 hertz higher than 5G is getting ready to be turned up. So what had happened when we just got 5G turned on? You see what happened
Excuse me, Brother Kwame. There's some background noise, and it's making it really difficult fully get a clear sounding from Brother Kwame. Okay, forgive me, Brother Kwame. Please go ahead.
No. Okay. And what we're seeing is that this is what somebody has got.
To mute your line if you're not talking. Mute your line. If you happen to be on a landline, just push 1. That'll take you out of the queue until you're ready to talk again. But put yourself on mute, family. We shouldn't need to be hearing all this background noise. Go ahead, Brother Kwan.
Okay, and what we're getting is that this is a distraction, because like you're saying, Brother, it comes September 22nd, when the fall equinox, it's going to fall because they're preparing for the new 9/11. Okay, this is the 20th year anniversary of 9/11. So they've got it in place, and they're already in place with what's coming up with the 2030 agenda, because the 2030 agenda, we're in agenda 21. We're in it right now. This is the plan that we're in. 2030 is the agenda. If you remember 2015, the Pope came here and made, this is when they did the declaration with the UN for the 2030 agenda. And they're implementing this next phase because they have, I think it's a few thousand pages of the infrastructure bill. Infrastructure, it deals with bridges, highways, gentrification, and technology of what they're going to do in a gentrified area. Biden is talking about electric cars by 2025, 2030. Emission control, sustainability, the green thing. That means it's got to be the 6G and higher to run these robotic cars, but also to use these electric cars in a certain area. So what we're seeing is a plan that they've already put in place to connect this next agenda. And you know, looking at Muslim law, the Sharia law for the women is that what is the law in the Muslim religion is that women have to wear a mask when they come out in public.
Yeah.
And what are they doing to take this, what they went against the Muslims about attack? Now they're using that tactic in getting us to cover up and mask.
Yeah.
But it's even worse is that they're opening the schools, putting the children and training. Give me a child by 7 and I will show you the man or the woman. It didn't say that, this is the deal what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That 5-year-old sitting there with a mask every day in kindergarten is being programmed just like you would if you were doing a Pledge of Allegiance that I have to wear this to cover my face to be safe. This is the agenda for the next generations. By the time that child in kindergarten in the next 15, that would be 2030 going on 2050. They will be the next generation. What is that mindset going to be by training that child to wear masks being educated?
But then that and that brings up the question of Brother Kwame. So at the point where now as a parent, okay, in order to avoid all that, why even bother putting your child in school anyway?
What were we able to see that we could do? We saw for a year that our child, for a semester, that our children could be taught at home.
Right.
Why do we have to? Why do they have to go back to school? Because what they're looking at is now we see that, you know, they can. We need to get them out of harm's way until we get the rest of this set up. Because do you know? Remember when they were shutting down all the schools and all of that? What were you seeing? Technicians inside of the schools putting in 5G radio towers and all of that, hooking up the schools. The schools
and not only that. Right, and then like when I was seeing around here, AT&T, damn near on every corner, were in the sewers and stuff, running lines and stuff underneath the ground, the streets, whatever. But a lot of us weren't paying attention to that.
Right, fiber optics, and if you were watching, that the technicians were putting up cell phone towers, I mean, like every other light pole, because they have to have that bandwidth to where they're still connected. That it keeps a straight frequency running from point A to point B. And this is what they're doing in restructuring. That's why they said the infrastructure bill. Infrastructure is the inner city, the urban plantations. These are going to be the new smart cities. This is what they're doing. And what they're doing is they're knowing that back in 1918 when the Spanish flu is when they turned on electricity. This is going to infect people, but we don't care. We want to get this technology to where we'll have total connection of social behavior control.
That's it. And as you mentioned, dealing with that child in kindergarten that's 5 years old. Ooh, there's that five. Mm-hmm. Dealing with it this year, 2021, which is the five, which is dealing with Agenda 21, for 9 years. 9 years from this year is 2030, the five. See,
and guess what, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Declaration of Independence and infrastructure comes up to five.
Mm-hmm. It don't stop. I listened to some of the tape that I did at the beginning of the year dealing with this is the year of the ox. Stay on your five, family, because ox is five. This is this year of the ox, the five, 2021. Last year was the year of the rat. Rat is 13. Last year was 2020, the four.
The and what you're correct, the year of the ox is whose year, whose calendar? China.
Yep.
And that who launched the 6G satellite? China. Who turned on the 5G in Wuhan that kicked this thing off? China. Who makes every driver's license now have a yellow star that looks like the star inside of the Chinese flag? Every American's got to have it by October on their driver's license to even transport themselves anywhere. It's China. Last time you seen the yellow star used in that capacity was when they were Auschwitz and putting the folks in internment camps.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good.
And China comes up to seven.
And I think that's what we just said about the Red Alert covert internment camps. Same thing China doing, the same thing they're trying to do here now. And again, as I said, the worldwide pandemic puts all of us at jeopardy because, again, if something starts in one country, it's going to filter to our country if we don't stop it before it gets here.
Well, that's what they're calling the New World Order, because this is the new order, because this is the new agenda, and this is being done because you look at who's implementing the two is the Chinese are now talking about the trade road. They're going to run the rail system, and if you look at across Asia, and if you look at the Agenda 2050, the mapping is that they're having the super railways in regions that's going to run. It's going to take the place of interstate highways. This is what they're infrastructuring. The railroads will be the new super highways, transporting all goods and things that are needed for the corporations.
Or can we say the new Silk Road?
Flying cars.
It's the new Silk Road, but it's going to be, this is why I'm saying the overground railroad, because we've got to look at how we got to connect back to our galactic self. And this is the part of being able to follow these alignments and work with the energies on these days that these portals and these alignments there is, because that's what they use. This is what they've been using. Why did the FEMA make that announcement that they were going to do this on today with the galactic alignment of the helix? They know that portal opened, so they send the energy out there. Declaration of Independence, July 4th, since the beginning, before we were even existed, it was the alignment of Sirius. They've just tapped into our galactic powers.
Yeah.
That's correct. That's even going back to the Dogons dealing with the Sirius A and B.
How did they build? If you look at July 24th, right now the helix is aligned with the Pyramid of Giza, because on July 24th, the star Sirius shines directly into the pyramids, the Queen's Chamber, and the Pyramid of Giza, and the energy from that makes the Nile River rise. This is how they sustained themselves, because they knew with building that portal, that transmitter there would help them to bring the frequency down to make that river rise, because they knew in the south that the mountains and everything, that would, the winters with snow would be melting, and that it would be drawn magnetically up the Nile, because the Nile is the only river that runs from south to north. And so they knew that alignment, and they built on the grid to draw the magnetic energies, to draw the consciousness and memory up to the land so they could feed themselves.
That's exactly it. And as you had mentioned, July 24th, when they started implementing, well, July 24th is what? Comes to a 13 or 4. This is why you just mentioned that 4 was the 6G that they sent these satellites. 6G is 13 to 4 again. And all of that
just
deals
like
with,
FEMA, 13-4.
Right. You mentioned electricity that's being used, even back with the other diseases, it's all electricity. Electricity is 49, which is another 4. This is what the 6G is revving up. While the 5G is down here, we're going to send the 6Gs up above, as above, so below, to continue the 5G on these 5G towers that's now being more activated by the 6Gs above, giving more energy, more electricity to basically make people crazy, going back to the Kingsmen. And when everybody had these free cell phones and Samuel turned that machine on, people went berserk, want to kill their babies, killing each other. I mean, just total chaos.
But see, what we have to understand, there's a counter. It's called what we are in right now is the sun. There's a minor and what do they call it? The sun. Okay, the sun stays every 11 years that it puts out its energy, that mass CMEs and all of that comes off the sun. Right now it's in its minor, and it's kind of slowed down, but we're moving towards that. They're going to be those mad. That's why they're doing all of implementing all of this and putting everything in space now, is because knowing that this is going to be their opportunity, their window, while the sun is in its minimum. And when the sun is in its minimum, so they can do it, because that April, when they first sent that one satellite up, China's the sun sent a CME off of there and knocked it right back down to the planet. And then the Russians just ran into the International Space Station. See, we got to look at the cosmic, we got to look at the space weather, because everything above us is affecting what's going on below us. And this is where we're not, this is why they keep this media, this propaganda, because they don't want you to connect to your higher self. That's why I say we need the Overground Railroad, because once you understand what's over you, and this is how we escaped in the Underground Railroad, by following the constellations of the Big Dipper and being able to read the signs in the heavens, we were able to get off of these plantations. Now we got to get out of these urbanizations, and we got to come back to the oasis, which is the grid is realigned, the earth is recharged from this, and we coming back to the oasis, which is our ancestor spirit and service, because Mother Earth will have the energy that we need to sustain if we come back to her.
That is correct. And just to put a exclamation on those words of Mother Earth, comes to 50, which is a 5. So, yeah, we got to get on that 5, get back to Mother Earth, get back to nature.
And I'm going to bring another caller in, y'all.
Just one point. What Eddie said is Mother Earth means 5. You use your what? Your 5 senses.
Senses. That's right.
Wow.
You reactivate your 5 senses.
Yes. I'm going to bring another caller in, y'all. Area code 404. Area code 404.
Looking live, y'all. Wake up,
Brother West. How you doing?
Hello, Brother Wesley.
Hey, I'm still learning, man. Hey, now that you said something about the railroad, man, guess where I'm working at, man? Guess where I'm working at? Downtown, this office building, the railroad company, North Park and Southern, man. That's
uh-oh.
The building I'm working in now, North Park and Southern, man. This dude in the top floor where I guess the CEO going to be at, man, his office is fucking bulletproof, man. Why do you need a bulletproof office, man? Huh? You the CEO. Got a bulletproof office, man. A bulletproof office. And then one room, he going to have a Picasso or some kind of fucking painting in there. Well, if anybody walk in there, they going to have lasers and shit. It's crazy, man. You're going to have like a Picasso with lasers and shit. Anybody walk in the room, they going to get hit by lasers, man. It's funny as hell, man.
And they're making their monument. That's a monument that this is what they're doing.
A bulletproof office, cuz.
Just can't get over the bulletproof office. Wow.
It's crazy, man.
That sounds like
they're
exception
trouble. Hey, Wesley. Yes, sir.
You know, I don't think you noticed, but Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame can attest to this. Now, a few years ago, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, that same rail yard company you're talking about bought up a lot of property over here in Inglewood and tore down a lot of people's houses. And by the way, Norfolk Southern comes up to 5, Brother Eddie. And so they're one of these companies now that's involved in all this gentrification process that we was talking about earlier, you know. So, like I said, we just keep an eye on it.
Maybe that's why he needs a bulletproof office.
Yeah, but you hit on a point, Derek, because if I remember Chicago right, what is on the east side of the Dan Ryan? The railroad.
The
train
right.
runs on the east side of the Dan Ryan. If you come back over into Inglewood, you got a railroad line that runs to the west side, just past Wentworth. Going back over towards Wentworth, you got Vidocq over. So the train lines, because Chicago is the central hub of the railway. Okay, you got the eastern region, you've got the southwest region, you've got the southern, which is northern and southern, is going to be the connection that they're going to run up into the north region, New York, back down to Florida. They're going to have that, which Chicago is the central hub that runs between the Mississippi, east of the Mississippi. And then what are they setting up the waterways for? Is because the Memphis is going to be the hub, because that's the Nile. They're going to run the barges, and with the containers are going to run up the Mississippi and down the Mississippi. That's how they're going to move everything, because if you go to Memphis, they regentrify that whole area where they offload on 22. They just made the new highway 22, Interstate 22. It was the old 78 going into Memphis out of Mississippi, and that's where the main hub lines and all the trucks are coming in and getting their containers. That's why FedEx is there. That's their hub.
Wow.
They already
and you take it. No, I was just saying, you take 55 going down to Memphis, you take Interstate 55 over to 57 going down there. Yeah, I know some people that live down there now, and they said FedEx is really booming down there.
Hey, do y'all say that Chicago, they had a lot of weapons coming in on freight trains, and they left the freight trains open, so with weapons, remember y'all said that in Chicago?
Yeah.
Well,
I talked to some people that actually saw that.
Yeah, that happened some years ago.
My son is an electrician for the railroad, and he's saying that they are putting in lines and putting in technology for these trains that they all they got to do is sit up in a computer room and run these trains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was another reason, too. Well, basically, I worked for the railroad. It was my last job until I got hurt on the railroad. But I worked for UP, Union Pacific, for 15 years. So I saw all the stuff that they were implementing when I was there, you know. And the thing that they were doing, they was making everything electronic technology. We, who were the conductors, were learning how to run a train without an engineer with a joystick box. We standing outside the train, running the train electronically, where you didn't need an engineer. All you needed was the conductor, who's the engineer and the conductor. Again, alleviating jobs, but at the same time putting in the technology so they wouldn't need an engineer at all. Just like with these autonomous cars we're talking about, that they're making electronic. It's all to push it to take one phase of cars out, to put the electronic autonomous cars in. So, again, at the end of the day, we see it coming. If you do something you don't supposed to be doing, if you're going somewhere you don't supposed to be, they can shut your car down.
Right. But the other part that you're looking at is solar power, and everything is going solar. What do they use to make the solar panels? The black part of the solar panel is made with the melanin.
The cell. That's it.
And
that's why
what
it's called cell phone.
But what is the highest thing being sold on the stock exchange? Higher than gold?
Melanin.
Melanin.
Yeah.
There you go.
So yeah, all this is
melanin.
They've been doing this, like I said, we didn't see it coming, but they've been doing this for the last 15, 20 years. Like I said, while I was at the railroad, I saw the changes coming. And a lot of the old heads, engineers and conductors, was happy that they was almost on retirement so that they could get out, because they didn't want to go through this nonsense. They saw it. The writing was on the wall back then.
that's why I retired at, from FedEx. I had 20 years in, and I had to wait another thing because I couldn't retire until I was 55. And so for me, I seen what was coming because I seen us going from handheld CDs, communicate with the dispatcher, to digital DAD units, and then tracking systems. All of this came in within the 20 years that I was in FedEx.
Hey, not to change the subject, but y'all know how to defeat AI, right? When they start, remote neural monitoring, when they're checking your words and seeing what you're saying and what you're getting ready to say, it's a way to defeat them. It's a way to defeat them. All you got to do is, we be doing that anyway, by using homonyms, that words that got two or three different meanings. You use words that got two or three different meanings, like pen. You know, pen, you want to write pen, or pen stick somebody, or pen put animals in. You start using words like that, you'll fuck that damn computer up. They won't know what the hell you're talking about. Use words as homonyms, two or three different meanings.
Right, because you got a work week, W-E-A-K, or a work week, W-E-E-K. Or you work Mondays is D-A-Z-E or D-A-Y-S. So, yeah, I mean, they created the algorithms, but they already got the algorithms to sort out and look at what we're talking about. But what we got to begin to do is in finding a way to talk in another language, which is what Eddie is doing, that we can use numbers to talk with the words.
Yes, 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 yes. And by the way, yes is 13, family. That's that 4.
And if it,
yes.
And if need be, we go back to whose code? Because they're using the Jim code, but we go back to the Morse code. Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot.
Yeah, that's why they still using it in the computer. It's called www.com.com. Dot. That dot is always there. Because dot is powerful, baby, because dot, D-O-T, comes to 13. Wow. So they put that dot where they knew it was supposed to be.
Okay, y'all, we're back with the background noise again. Okay, please mute your mind if you're not talking.
Well, like I say, that's why I say a man designed this stuff to be wicked. Man could take this shit down.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to beat their butts with their own words again. By using the number of the words to balance everything out, we can tear their behinds up with their own language of their folk.
Right, but what we got to really use, and it's not that we will have the power, but we are the power. The AI is in battle with the DI. The divine intelligence is above. That is the creator. That is the galactic consciousness, the cosmic consciousness that they're trying to interfere with the great shift that's going on with this solar system in the galaxy where we haven't been for 26,000 years. And these are the energies that they are fearful of because it's activating the DNA in the human and all life on the planet. It is putting it back into alignment that it was in the golden age. That's why they're using the shot to attack the gene, because it's about the human genome.
Genome.
Yeah. Yep. And this is why, again, that shot is 21. Order being 21. Man, it was a word I didn't write down when you had just said that comes up to that 3 because that's the connection that they, oh, you use the word shift. They're trying to affect the shift. Well, shift is 30. That's what they're using with the 5G, which is 3, with the shot, which is 3. It's being implemented to affect the shift that's spiritually happening, dealing with the paradigm shift that we're going through. Paradigm is a 9. Shift is a 3. 9 plus 3, you back to 3. This is what they're trying to block. Block is 3. They're trying to block the spiritual shift that we're getting in alignment with. And by the way, alignment is 3. The planets are aligning, waiting on us to get in order, to get in alignment. So, yeah, this is all part of their so-called master plan, their plan of the Agenda 21, Agenda being 19, 21 plus 19 is 40, the experiment. Experiment is 40. Experience is 40.
Yes, sir.
See, so this is all part of it.
The Supreme Court ruled that you cannot put a patent on nobody's DNA. So that's why they came out the shot with that messenger RNA, so they could change everybody's DNA. Then once your DNA changed, they can put a patent on your ass.
They already got patents sitting there. They've already got the patent that they want in human patent. That's why they helped design the mRNA, is because they know once we do it, because what did they first do before they talking about the vaccination? They got your DNA by going right up into your, right up in almost in your brain and pulling out the pieces of your DNA and doing what? Putting it into a mainframe that now they have your book from Facebook, your grammar from Instagram, and your behavior from your using that phone and snap pictures and TikTok and all of that you're doing. So they've created your whole file. Only thing they needed was missing was what? Your DNA to go in your file to say, okay, we own the patent on this DNA. They took the shot. We own this DNA. We own that. Pfizer owned this DNA. Johnson & Johnson owned this DNA. Perdant, whatever that other company is they own this DNA. Because that's all they doing.
See, everybody's DNA got a different frequency, a different number, man. My number might be 742. Your number might be 738. And then once they got everybody's number in the master computer, they can lock in on your number and give you any kind of goddamn disease they want, man, because the disease has got frequency, too. So they just send that shit back at you, and then they give you anything they want you to have, man.
There's a book out that's called The Frequency of Disease, that they already know what frequency dang near every disease is. This is part of what CDC has done, because everything is energy. So they know that this energy has got a certain frequency, and if we transmit it, guess what's going to happen to the people that's in the vicinity that picks up that frequency?
They've been doing this for quite some time before all of this started with them giving you this COVID-19 test. Again, we're giving them freely the information that they're using right now. You mentioned Facebook, which is no more than a new mugshot book. They don't even need a mugshot. They go to Facebook and find you. You give them your algorithms and your tweets and your texts and your conversations. But they've been getting DNA from people who've been giving it to them by using what they call ancestral.com to find their ancestral, getting their DNA. So they know they got so much of the DNA because, again, I don't know who in my family or my family line has given them the DNA to find ancestors, this, that, and the other. But if they got my cousin's DNA, they got part of my DNA.
Right. Yeah. That's how they caught this dude. They caught this guy that had been wanted for murder about 30 years ago. For murder he did. And his cousin came up and they found the DNA and they seen that it was the same coding. And then they tracked it down through her, found him.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And they were still in contact with him.
Yeah, that's how they doing. Yep, that's how they doing.
Oh, wow. Wow, I did not know that. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, they can, they can take
I didn't do
strand.
The ancestry. I have people that tell me, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, but I never did it.
No, but what they've got is if they got any of your family members, they got your family tree.
Yep. And that one was the GlaxoSmithKline. They the one that sent the DNA back to the police on people, man. They give your DNA to the master computer, to the police. And if they take one little strand of your DNA, they can clone your ass, too.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing, that you're looking at is that every time you get booked in a police station, they taking that automatically off the top. Your mugshot and your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right. Yep.
And you haven't been convicted of nothing, but they got it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy.
Yep.
Well, it doesn't pay to get in trouble, y'all. You said it affects you in more ways than one.
It's like I told my son, it's free to go to jail. It's going to cost you to get out.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Just to get that computer, man. It's free to get put you in that computer real fast. It's hard to delete that stuff. But one of these hackers, one of these children going to figure out how to do that. I probably already know how to do it. I just ain't found the right one yet.
Right, because like you said, man created this thing that he's creating. It's going to take one of these children going to grow up and going to write a virus, going to eat all this stuff up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is so, so true. Oh,
that's why they're trying to take the elders and seniors out when they first started this, because they have that blueprint, they have that book, they have that knowledge and history that gives the children, give the youth the information that they will be able to use down the road for the future. See?
Because
so they don't
foundation,
want
this is why the elders, being the encyclopedia of past generations, because after this baby boomers, the generation X, they don't have the information that you got passed down from great-great-grandparents that was in captivity. Because I can go back three generations, and they were the ones who was in captivity.
Yeah.
Just three generations back, from my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother, her parents were slaves, or they were in that time of it.
Yes.
So once someone takes... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So once someone takes that that vaccine, the DNA is just like the 5G. They could turn you up, turn you down and around, and then take you out, huh?
That's it.
No, it wouldn't be that simple. But what the shot does, alter your DNA from natural to unnatural, makes you a transhuman. And that now you have a particle in your that is not part of your natural birthright that you were born with. They're putting something altering you. And anytime that you hybrid something, that means it's not a natural, then they have rights to it.
But she right, though, man. She right. She right.
Yeah,
bro.
This is
they give you heart attack right now. They give you heart attack right now. They got your DNA, your number. All they got to do is get that frequency for a heart attack. You fall out, man. Hey, that's why they had that test today. What they had, you heard that sound. Everybody got the phone. They put that tone out. They put that tone on, man.
Yeah.
Do you know, a couple of weeks ago when we were on this call, I'm AB positive. And I turned the AB positive into 1-2 positive. So earlier someone was saying how they're turning the, like, AB into numbers now. So once they take that, whatever the letters are with the blood type, and turn it into the numbers, is that when they can turn it up or what?
Well, just let's stay on the numbers real quick. You said AB positive, which is 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, understanding that 12, 5G, is directly connected to us. It's called our cell. Cell is 12. It's called your blood. Blood is 12, what we keep talking about. Your blood is in your blood system, your bloodstream, and they can't control it.
But what else do they do with the blood? Because this is why everybody has plasma televisions, because this is the frequency that is able to infiltrate the cellular level in the frequency that plasma TVs run off of.
It's a place not too far from where you live called Baxter, man. That's all they do is do stuff with plasma, man. It's not too far from Facebook where you live at. It's this place called Baxter, man. That's all they do is they be playing with plasma and stuff, man.
Well, the thing that, you know, you were saying about people being able to, that for them having that, because if you haven't been as elders, and a lot of elders go to the hospital, but the awakened elders that, like myself, you ain't got too much of my information, nothing but what's on the internet, because I'm not going to give up no blood. I'm not going and do no testing. So whatever way you going to find to try to get me is going to have to be either coming and put it in my food or know the pattern of what I do and where I am at the time.
That's why a lot of companies now, you could join sell your plasma, man. They doing that now. Well, people don't selling their plasma, man.
The Red Cross won't take your blood if you haven't been three weeks if you take the vaccine. They won't
just about to say that.
Vaccine,
I was
right.
just about, because we talked
right.
about
yep.
that about a month ago, that the Red Cross mm-hmm. does not want anybody's blood who has taken that vaccine. They don't
right.
want
yeah.
it.
So what does that tell you?
Don't take
it's something
it.
Wrong with the vaccine.
It's something wrong
with
the vaccine.
Changing your blood type. Wow.
They changing you into an alien, man. They changing you to an alien, bro.
Well, is that the reason why all this talk keeps coming up now about aliens?
Well,
they're making the people the aliens.
But what do they tell you? You're inalienable right. So you are an alien. You come from a cosmic seed.
Yes.
That's why alien is 14. That's the 5, y'all.
Yeah.
See, that's why, regardless, if we go to another country, we are called or considered an alien in that country, just like they call the Mexicans illegal aliens.
What did they call the people in Katrina?
Refugees.
Refugees and aliens.
So, they playing with these words, but the numbers remain the same. Yes.
Yeah, yes, they do. Boy.
But what we got to understand is we're the human bank, and the black woman is the mother of humankind. And what she has been, and this is why you're looking at what they're doing with the black women and putting them in positions, is because they're overstanding the great shift that's going on in their bodies with this galactic alignment. They are downloading, mm-hmm. they're receiving and getting higher frequencies in their mitochondria because they are the carrier of it, the DNA.
Mm-hmm. Hey, check this out, man. That's what the Salem Witch Trial was about, man. Them sisters, yeah. Them sisters was the one putting the spells on everybody, man. What was named Tabitha, the Scarlet Leather? They was killing sisters because somebody snitched and told that the women was the one putting those spells on everybody, man.
What was that sister down in Louisiana? What was that sister down in Louisiana? That white guy called her N-word, and she turned around and said something. He dropped dead.
Yes, I remember that.
Hey,
you know,
Eddie,
I know.
Refugee and alien both come up to five also.
Oh, wow.
Well, I know a lot of times I hear people say the Willie Lynch letter was not so, but there's so many facts in it. Yeah, but there's so many facts in it. Go ahead.
I'm going to give you the facts about the Willie Lynch letter. The Willie Lynch letter, if you look at that letter, it was written December 1712. They said in that letter, if you do this, this will last maybe 300 to 400 years if you can do this and make them, you know, follow this pattern, taking the children away from the mother and giving them to the women in the house. You break the man. You take the lighter against the darker, the older against the younger. But it's only going to last 300 years. December 1712 was when it was written that they put on there because the great shift was December 21st, 2012. That was when the great shift was to be happened through the Mayan calendar. That was the end of times and the beginning of the new galactic count, the galactic year. December 21st, 2012. That's why everybody was like, December 21st, it's going to be 2012. This is going to be it. They even made a movie, 2012.
Yeah.
Because that's when they knew that the shift of the veil was going to be exposed, and you've seen all of this that has been revealed in this last, 12 years?
That's why the truth coming out, man. That's why the truth coming
out.
That's why they know if we...
They knew their time was up.
That's why they wrote that...
They
wrote that letter,
Willie
Lynch letter, regardless. Like people have arguments about it being true or not. Like I said, just take the information. For me, it's the numbers. And when Brother Kwame mentioned that took me back to a show I did 4 years ago talking about the Willie Lynch letter with those numbers of 1712, 300 years. 300 is the shift, 30, and that brought you to
2012. Right.
Exactly. Dealing all with the Mayan calendar that they were calling the end of time. No, it was the end of an age.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what we had. And this is why it was so important for you to prepare yourself in getting your frequencies up, because you are going to be in a new alignment with energies coming from above that was going to activate you. Everybody.
Yeah, going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. Going to the fifth dimension. And see, that's
the
ether. That's that plasma. That's that plasma, that ether. That's why they know. Once we fight, like me and Derek keep telling everybody, you can't waste your energy fighting against each other, because that's what they want us to do, to use our powers against each other. Once we stop doing that, we got their ass. We start reversing the spells on them, man.
But when you look at something and you look at this is Black August, these are when the great revolts were happening. Haiti, the only time that in the Western Hemisphere that we took over and won and became our own nation. Even though it's the way it is over there, they did it. That was in the month of August. This is what I'm saying, is that the alignment of that planet, Sirius. And when we look
at
the energy.
That's why Jim Bob Meacher did his thing in August, right? Didn't he do that, Jim Bob Meacher?
Right.
When they got together and started voting.
Gabriel Proctor did his. Nat Turner revolt. That's what started the Black Power movement, the black gorilla started with George Jackson there in Chino, and then they sent him to, that's when Angela Davis got in it, when she turned around there when they were having the court case and they gave her the gun, gave them the gun that they, the what is that, California, it was a court, Manassino court case, and Jonathan Jackson was killed. They killed his brother, and then they had George Jackson on trial for it. And then in August 21st, 1971, he was walking across the yard, and the guard in the tower killed him, saying that he was trying to run with a gun to escape over the wall.
Yeah, with that, excuse me, y'all. We have 14 minutes left in this live broadcast. You have to call in if you want to continue to listen to the show, or if you have a question or a comment. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And Brother Eddie, you want to give
the other number,
and also your information.
Contact.
Your contact information.
So, right. So the next number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343. And I could be reached at e.brewer1942@gmail.com. That's e.brewer1942@gmail.com.
Okay. And with that, y'all, we're going to take a short break. Oh, let me remind y'all, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Helios Delios. That's Eastern time. And also, don't forget Brother Ray at 3 p.m. Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, for everyone to be drumming and drumming to Lift Every Voice. So don't forget that. Okay, we'll be back with y'all in 5.
All right, all you inductees fall out here and form some kind of line. I want all of you young ladies to stick your chest out and get your hips to move, cause Uncle Jam wants you to join his army. Come on, y'all. I know it's early, but you gotta get down.
y'all, we're back. And Brother Eddie, Uncle Jam's army comes up to a 5. Uncle Sam's army comes up to a 7.
Yep. Uncle Jam. Not Uncle Sam, but Uncle Jam. Is that 5?
Yeah, Uncle Jam.
That's
Uncle,
correct.
Yeah, Uncle Jam.
I've been on that jam for a long time. As Parliament says, I got jam in my legs, and I'm ready to spread all around the world for this thought. For the funk, baby, nothing but the thought. I'm ready to spread all around the world with this thought. See? Yes, and that brings me back real quick before we get started. To get back on Bootsy, but to transition real quick from Bootsy to Casper, the Friendly Ghost. And if we remember that cartoon, it had the song that started off, Casper, the Friendly Ghost, the friendliest ghost you know. The grown-ups might look at him with fright. The children all loved him so. He always says hello, and he's really glad to meet ya. Wherever he may go, he's kind to every living creature. Grown-ups don't understand why children love him the most, but the kids all know that he loves them so. Casper, the Friendly Ghost. And subwaying from Bootsy to that, his first album, stretching out his rubber band, the first word he said, religious word, a hallelujah. They call me Casper. Not the Friendly Ghost, but the Holy Ghost. Dig, but right there, dig this. Friendly is 3. Holy is 3. So the Friendly Ghost was holy. This is why Bootsy says, not the Friendly Ghost, but the Holy Ghost. But dig, I'm here to make a shout. Glory be to the one who know what the funk's about, who know what the thought's about. Because Bootsy bought that one from James Brown to George Clinton. And this is when George transitioned from what Funkadelic and Parliament was originally on, and they went straight to the funk, to the one, taking it to the bridge. Because bridge comes to one, 28. So, yes, it's and if you listen to that whole song, and break it down when he says, I got to come out my sheet so you can see what I'm doing. It rained for 40 days. 40 days, that 4th. 40 days and 40 nights. So it's biblical stuff all through those songs dealing with Parliament. It's like, if you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. A joyful noise, because right now the noise that we bring in is joyful, baby. We bring in joyful information. So this is what it's about with that thought, that positive thoughts that we should be resonating, that's resonating with us directly from the universe, directly from the cosmos, directly from the Milky Way, as above, so below. So I wanted to bring that to the people. That's why I wanted Antoinette to play Bootsy Stretching Out. And it's no coincidence that I mentioned on August the 6th when it came out, it was 1976, 200 years prior to 1776. Is that a coincidence or what? So, yes, we need to just definitely refine all of the information that we're giving, because like I said, we are the missing link. See, that's what's been missing. It ain't telling that story about no caveman from a monkey. It's talking about us, the true missing link, which is no more missing being 31 or 4, which is spiritual, and link being 12, which is the universe, the spiritual universe that's missing. That's the missing link. This is what we're constantly talking about, that 4 and 2, 42, being no more than a 6, but 42 is algorithms. They're using the algorithms of the numbers behind everything that they're basically using that comes directly from us. because, again, we've always been in the Petri dish as part of the experiment, the major part, because, again, knowing their own DNA from all of their ancestors, it was our DNA that makes them jealous. We always try to figure out why do white people, certain white people, hate us so much, fear us so much, because they fear us coming to this transition, this shift, this alignment, just like I mentioned last week, dealing with bye-bye, Miss American Pie, drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Those good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die, because their time is up. And we're talking about their death on the horizon, because we're getting intimidated, activated by this energy of not just the Lion's Gate, but the universe in and of itself to link back up, because link is two, universe is two. We're linking to the universe spiritually. That's what's happening. That's what they're afraid of, because it's our spiritual essence that understanding the fight is not flesh and blood, it's principalities. And principalities is 56, which is a two. Principalities is nothing but principles. Where are your principles, family? Where are your real principles? Where are your standards? Standards is 29. Two, your standards are tied to your principles. It's tied to your moral. Moral is 11, which is two. We're not standing on those principalities, principles, and your moral. So if we don't, we're going down, and it's no coincidence that down is 11. That's the fall that's getting ready to happen in Otter. Fall is 11. We're getting ready to fall down. If we don't see what they're doing right in front of us, because, again, at times we're chasing too many things all over the place. Once you get into your gift, once you get into your journey, ain't nothing going to distract you off your square. You get information, but it doesn't pull you down a particular rabbit hole. The person that gives the information and went down that rabbit hole, there's no reason for you to go. When they come out the rabbit hole, they're going to share what they want to share, if they want to share anything. But that's what I get from my family. When y'all share, I get what I need. I don't need to go down these different links, because you're the link that's been missing that gives me the information that you just received, that you got as part of your journey. When you give it to me, I take it and decipher it for my journey, my way, my angle. And this is what we have to understand sometimes, because, like I said, I get so many, and not discouraging anybody, but again, I reiterate, when y'all send me stuff and all y'all send me is a link and there's nothing down there to articulate what this link is about, I'm serious. I don't look at half of the stuff. I look at some of it because the respect that I have for some of my family members out there who send it to me. But basically, when I pull it up and I read what it's about, if those numbers to those words on that link don't link up with where I'm going, I disregard it. It ain't for me. What's for me is what you, whoever gotten that information, then when you talk to me, I get what I get. But as far as me going down that hole, that takes me off my square. I got too much with breaking down all of these numbers and words daily. That's all I do, along with my meditation and hugging my trees and getting out there in nature. When I'm not doing that, I'm in here dealing with words and numbers that we speak, because, like I said, whatever we speak it into existence. So those are the words, those are the numbers that my square keeps me on. Everything else is none and void to me. Even when I do things, when things ain't on my radar, for instance, I had a journey with a soulmate going to the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon was never, ever, ever, ever on my plate. But once I started hearing other people, Brother Kwame, Mother AZ, my soulmate, constantly talking about the Grand Canyon, it was like, okay, it's pulling me now. It's pulling me. And then when I look at the numbers behind the words, okay, man, I got to go. I got to go. So that's, again, we got to go where we're being directed sometimes, because sometimes we get in a rut and we just get stuck right there in the rut. And when we're not experiencing new things, we're not getting new information. But like I said, all information ain't for everybody. Certain information is for me. Certain information is for you. But we come together collectively, a conscious connection that connects that journey, that connects us to help us along our way on our particular journey. But just like the spirit, spiritual being four, the spirit is no more than a magnet. And that spiritual magnet draws the other spirits that has that same premise together. We come together spiritually before we come together consciously. Because the heart, the spirit already knows. It's been here. It doesn't die. Physically, mentally, we die. Spiritually, we don't. So this is what's bringing us together, that magnetic electricity that runs through each and every one of us. That's like I said, when you die or when you go out, when they still think it's a chance to bring you back, what do? Clear, put those defibrillator paddles on your chest and shoot some electricity in your heart, through your body, to jumpstart you just like a battery, baby, because that's all we are at the end of the day. Battery is 29. The universe, negative and positive on the battery. Negative 9, positive 2, 9, 11. 9 plus 2, you back to 2, to the universe. That's what we're getting ready to come up on, the 20th anniversary of 9-11, which is a 2, dealing with the fall in September. Do you remember the 21st day of September? EWF, another beautiful group. They gave us a lot of metaphysical information, just like Parliament. And I look at them as being on the opposite sides of the coin. Parliament, most people didn't touch because they thought they were a group dealing with just getting high and partying and talking crap, and they didn't get the information that was being given. But Earth, Wind, and Fire was at a more level stage where they made sense of what they were saying. As we are people, mighty people of the sun, in our hearts lie the answers of the truth you can't run from. People can hear that and know right away what they're talking about. And when George would say a lyric like, peck me lightly like a woodpecker with a headache, because it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention, it sounds good, but we didn't get what he said, a lot of us. See? But peck me lightly like a woodpecker, we from the South always refer to white people as pecker woods, not a woodpecker, but a pecker wood. Because a woodpecker also has a red neck. And we also refer to white people as rednecks. So he was saying, peck me lightly like that white person with a headache, because they know everything we're talking about. So when they peck us, what are they doing? They're keeping you off balance. That's why they was constantly pecking us, and they still pecking us upside the head, to keep us off balance, to keep us distracted, to talk about the nonsense instead of seeing the spiritual. When Gable's horns blow, you better be ready to go. And Donald Trump was blowing his trumpet while he was in office. That was the proverbial trumpet being blown during his time, those 4 years in office. 4 years. That four. 22, as Kwame said. Going down at 22, Highway 22, 22 bones in the skull, 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. That four, that's the door. Somebody open the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let him in. Because, again, door is 13, family. Go ahead, Sister Internet.
No, I was just telling you, we can hear the echo.
Yeah, I don't know where that picked up from. Because we didn't have an echo before, you know, so, yeah, now again.
Yeah.
I always look at, they know what we're talking about the algorithms and the words we're using. And, again, this interference is what they want to do now. They want to make sure that we don't get this information out. Because, again, just like we can talk about Parliament right now, they still don't understand. Because of the way that this brother used terms and words. Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There's nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you approve. And a welcome to Station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, We Think Family, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection. And Mothership Connection comes to 76. 1776, which is 13, yes. That four, the Mothership Connection, and we happen to be on the Dry Bones Connection right now. It's all about the connection that we bring to the table, family, that we bring in, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Because I have a chance to sit back and take notes every time y'all talking and start breaking it down into the numbers and see where the numbers lead me for this journey that I'm on and that I should give once I get this particular message to give. That's why message is 31. That's what's missing, the message. What's missing is the wisdom. What's missing is the answer. What's missing is the solution. All of that that's missing is four. That's the spiritual. That's the lesson. Lesson is four. It's a spiritual lesson that we should be learning. And this is what we're doing. This is what we're breaking down and breaking apart and putting it back together again. So, yes. Did anybody else have anything else to add?
You know what?
Go ahead.
If it's okay, I wanted to get back to that Willie Lynch letter, because a few people had spoke about the women earlier on the call, and in that Willie Lynch letter, he was stating that the way our people are coming up out of this bondage will be through the women. Then someone even talked about the Haiti war, and women. When most of those wars were won, women was leading that. Africa too, the women led some of those wars. And right now, I have no idea of what's going on with me. But when I spoke about my whip earlier, I was so sincere about that. I don't know if I'm militant right now or what, but anyway. I was in Lowe's, and so, you know, a lot of times they ring you up, and it could be, I mean, if you spend $200 and it's $5 over, I want my money, you know?
I'm glad, yes.
So, So anyway, this Caucasian man was behind me, so I'm saying, but that's not right. Can you just do it? Oh, he says, oh, come on, You can't count. Oh, you too stupid to count. So tell me if you think I was wrong. I said, your mammy is too stupid to count.
Hey.
He said something else. Then I said to him, I said, well, your wife is too stupid to count. He said something else. I said, your daughter is too stupid to count. Then afterwards, I said to myself, you know, was that right or what? But you know what? I looked at all of the facts about it, and see, the reason they're doing all of this to us is because I see our people are out there, and these people are just saying or even doing, because sometimes you see them cut ahead of us in lines and things, and our people just step back and let them go. And so I'm asking, although I believe I have the facts, because guess what? I'm not letting anyone, mainly at this time, do or say anything to me without me giving them my facts back about it. So did it seem like I was wrong or what?
No, you're not wrong, because even looking at the numbers of this year, which I say here and there sparingly, 2021, what it comes to for me right away, the 20, the 2 is the universe.
Uh-huh.
The 1 is order. It's the universe order that we're getting back to. As far as you, my sister, the 2 is called black. The 3 is queen. It's the black queen, as you said, that was the leader that gives order. But when the queen is out of order, and that's the problem right now. Most of our sisters are out of order. So it's the universe that's dictating and putting them back in order, along with the brothers that's basically giving them the information that they need to help them transition back in order. This is why they're afraid of the female, because female is too, just like black, the black female. It's the black queen. It's the female order. The female has to be in order, because the female is what? You said first. Well, first is 29, which is 2. This is why the female is first. But she has to be in order. If she ain't in order, the rest of the family, the nation, ain't in order. And do we see this or not? The black nation is not in order. Because the first, being the female, being a black female, is totally out of order. Especially when we see all this LGBTQ. That's not in order. It's not in order. I don't care what anybody feels on how anybody should live. Live how you want to live. But if you living and it's out of order, I'm going to check you and let you know you ain't in order. A female and a female, a man and a man. You ain't in order, baby, but the Bible talks about that. This is the chaos we're in right now. This is the crazy garbage we're in, and we're letting them push their agenda down our throats. As Sister Antoinette was alluding to several shows ago, that we need to have a heterosexual movement.
Yeah.
See? Because, again, we don't see that played out too much anymore. I'm likely to see commercial after commercial after commercial with a female and a female kissing and hugging, eating ice cream together, with a man and a man up on the rooftop looking at the moon and all, and they turn around and they kissing. I don't want to see that.
I don't either.
Why
I don't want to see that.
A man and a woman kissing and showing that affection that's in order. But you want to show me everything out of order, and the key is putting it in the minds of our children. This is part of getting back to let's talk to the digital age, the youth, our children, because digital age, digital is 31, age is 13, a 4 and a 4. We talked about it last week. It was called Real Talk, Real 13-4 Talk 13-4. We said it's speaking truth, speaking 31-4 truth 31-4. That's part of the digital age that we talk to our children about, and when I implement the numbers, it captivates and catches them because I use what I was taught some time ago. It's called the 3 E's, which stands for engage your audience. So we engage our children. How do I engage? Using the numbers behind everything they're talking about. So once you get them there, once you engage them, first with the numbers and their names, then the numbers in digital age, the numbers in real talk, the numbers in speaking truth, the numbers in children of God, the Spirit of God, same numbers. When our children don't want to be referred to as children because they are the youth now, they still refer to themselves as a 431. They call themselves new school. It's still the children, the new school. That's why we're dubbed as old school. Well, old school is 29, which is 2, and new school is 31, which is 4. We've been talking about the 2 and the 4. We do it every day, all day. It's called inhale 2 and exhale 4. We're doing it and don't know what we're doing by the number of what keeps us alive. If you stop breathing, you die. If your heart stops beating, you die. Heart is 2, 4, just like inhale and exhale. That's what works 24/7. Everything else don't. All this other stuff, I've been working 24/7, you're a damn lie. Use a lie. You just feel like it because you're weak, because you're working for somebody else and not working for yourself. As James Brown said, I worked on jobs with my feet and my hand, but all the work I did was for the other man. Now we have a chance to do things for ourselves. I'm tired of beating my head on the wall and working for someone else. Say it loud, damn it. I'm black and I'm proud. Black is the 2. That's the universe, baby. I'm proud to be part of this universe. My state of mind is black. It's a universal mind. That's why we all were born out of nothingness. Ain't that something? And from nothingness, we became something. Nothing is the 2. Inhale. Something is the 4. Exhale. It's the same darn numbers that they keep using, that we can't see what we do daily. That 2 and 4 and 42, as they call it, the algorithms. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
I just said, when we were talking about the LGBTQ, and I said, now, if the creator says, okay, y'all want to be woman with woman, man with man, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to make the moon, and that's all you're going to get, because you're going to have 2 moons. Day and night, y'all going to have one moon for all the time y'all want, since y'all want to go out of order.
Oh, yeah.
What would that do to the world?
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Mess it up. But that's why they added that Q, which stands for
Q. But you can add the Q too. But I'm saying, if the creator just said, okay, I'm just going to give y'all the female, so y'all going to have moon night and day. That's all you're going to get is moon, because you say this is the order that y'all want to be in. So I'm going to put the moon in order with the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he decided to say, well, the sun going to be, it ain't going to never go down, what will we do?
That's a thought and a half, man. That's a good one.
Yes,
I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you want to start changing order, to create a change to order the thing, Neil deGrasse, the astrophysicist.
He's an actor.
Yeah, but he's also an astrophysicist. But the thing that he said, if the Earth stop, because the Earth travels over 900 miles a second, 900 miles an hour. The Earth travels, spins towards the east. That's its constant speed. If it stopped for 1 second, a tenth of a second, everybody will be propelled at that 900 miles an hour speed. If we stopped for a second, it would kill everything on the planet.
Wow.
If the Earth stopped for a tenth of a second, its speed that it's going, everything would be propelled at that speed when that 1 second, that tenth of a second stops.
And I had I'm with you on that. I had a different number that I found out years ago, actually when I was part of the Nation of Islam. Basically, they was teaching when we was learning about the whole concept of the movement of the earth and its planets, this, that, and the other. The earth was taught to us that it's spinning at 1,000.3 miles an hour. 1.3 is 13, which is a fourth. It orbited the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. Ain't that something? 6 plus 7 is 13, another fourth.
Right.
So we start to see all of these numbers that are spiritual for that keep coming up, even with the movement of this planet. It's all on that spiritual level, baby. And this is where we're getting to. This is why this is going to be the day that they die. Once we start putting all this together, that's it. That's what the universe is bringing us back in order. And it starts with first the female. And if the female ain't in order, we got to be in order enough to help her get in order.
And the
this
other
is why
part,
we're helpers.
The indigenous says in their, one of their prophecies and saying, if the woman's heart ever hits the earth, we all die.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the warriors, when the woman's heart hits the earth, we all die.
That's
what
why
that
earth
mean?
Is 24. Earth is 24
means,
and heart is 24. Go ahead, Brother
Kwame. Okay, Antoinette was asked, I think you asked, what does that mean?
Yes.
Is that when the woman's love for life stops, we stop living because she's not going to produce anything. Life will stop.
Oh, wow.
Because we can't produce ourselves without the woman. I don't care how many tests to, because if the woman is not here to produce eggs, we extinct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's why going back to what we were talking about, them opening up the schools, and you mentioned that last year that the children didn't go to school, so
right.
they don't need schools. I talked about that, four, 5 years ago when we had a mayor here, a little Mossad agent called Rahm Emanuel, that he did something unprecedented throughout the United States where he closed 50 schools, 50, at one damn time. Unprecedented.
But where were they at? Where were they at?
In our communities.
That's what I'm saying, is that he closed down the system of education for us. Now, if he went up there talking about closing some schools in other parts.
New Trier and all these schools on the north side, right.
He would have had holy heck.
Yeah.
But he know not to touch that.
But that's just like with us. When we start to get to the point where we can afford properties and homes, we get the first, second, third, fourth, fifth house that we can afford that ain't going to break us in our bank. And it's not the bank. The bank is our memory bank. But that's what they do to keep us docile because, again, when we purchase our property, most black people don't purchase the property looking at how close they are to schools if you have children. This is why they got into the busing and this, that, and the other to take us to schools that were better. But, again, the our children that were bus were the smartest of the smart in those particular schools. So they wanted to get us out of those schools to put us in their schools to father condition and program our babies.
And you know what?
So
today
it's free.
Right, but today is August the 11th, 1955, is when the U.S. Supreme Court did segregation. Today is in 1955. On this date, August the 11th, is when they passed the thing for segregation. That's what I was saying about Earl when I said that Zora Neale Hurston wrote the article in the Orlando paper talking against it, saying that you didn't gave us this, but you ain't giving us nothing to segregate us. Is to you really trying to demean us because you're saying, okay, we're going to segregate, we're going to ride the bus to their school. Why didn't they do it in reverse? You send them down to the schools that you've been teaching us in and let them use what we've been learning with. They won't do that. They wouldn't do that. And the thing of it is that even them taking the brighter of the bright to take to their school, the thing was is that you that was demeaning those bright children that were in those classrooms in the poverty areas that we lived in to go into a white area and have to deal with something that they had no economical equal. They may be an intelligent, but they would see themselves as lesser because of the competition of have and have not. So that messes with their psyche.
Yes.
And that takes me. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we did more with less because you look at all of until they 1955 and the segregation, that means because the colored schools, I've got my great-grandmother's teacher certificate when she was teaching first grade in the colored schools in Aberdeen, Mississippi, from 1908 through 1915. Her certificate and the book that she learned it from Holly Springs University there in Holly Springs, Mississippi. And the thing that really gets it is we had the schools that birthed Booker T. Washington, W.E.B. Du Bois, they all went to a colored school. They didn't go, and they went to Ivy League colleges afterwards, but they got their basic structure of learning taught in. So what we looked at is that if to be on equal playing ground, if we had our tax money sent back in new books and new equipment to make us equal and learn at the same pace, that is what they did not want to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to speak on a little off the subject, but still on the subject because we stand on that three dealing with the 5G. But it was an interesting statement, and I think Antoinette even asked about it when we did the show when our brother passed, Paul Mooney. And in one of the clips that she played, he made the statement that he wanted to be free, like a free white in 21.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
so
he said he was free white in 21, yes.
21. What I got, understanding too, that free is 21. So free and white in 21, white is a 9, 27. What dawned on me that, brother, you ain't free. When you got to mention your freedom or you want to be free, black in 21, no. Free comes when we were born free, just like the movie and the song states. Born free as the wind blows, baby. You just as free as the wind. That's your brain is 14. Wind is 14. You were born free until we got intimidated with this nonsense. This is why I hear a lot of people talking about, I want to be free. You already free. If you got to tell me what you already are, mentally you ain't there yet. You ain't got to tell. I'm free. I ain't never got to tell nobody I'm free or I want to be free. The hell wrong with me? I'm free. I'm doing what I do. That's it. I ain't got to explain nothing to nobody. So that's that's a state of mind that we've been put in, programmed to even mention something that we already are. Because born free or free as the wind, free 21, win 14. It's called carpet color, people.
Yeah,
the name that they referred to you as copper color, you was already free, and they wanted to enslave you. That's why they put 3/5 of a human in the darn Constitution, that 21 and 14, copper color. You free already, but they imprisoned you with the 3/5, the 3/5 of a human. You became
right.
a slave then.
Right.
Go ahead,
but Brother Eddie. And you're right. We're born free. We choose the slavery that we're put ourselves into. But the thing that happens when a black man knows he's free, Inner City Blues and Gil Scott-Heron, when he was talking about the brother that got up on top of the hotel, Johnson Hotel in Louisiana, New Orleans, and was having the shootout, was killing all the folks. He says, at that moment, when I started shooting and killing and doing that, I was free. When I was able to do what you do, I was free. Same thing the Panther said in the shootout. The brother says, when we started shooting back at them, that was the freest I ever felt. Because at that moment, you're equal to them in firepower. Because when you use the English language, and this was said in a commencement speech there at Howard, and he says the English language is the only language is understood because it has army and a navy.
Mm.
It has an army and a navy. It has firepower behind the English language that makes it the language to be used.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the echo off of what I was saying dealing with that, it's just like understanding this time being of the Black Queen, being of the first order, the universe order, is understanding that the Black Queen can't be free until she gets in order, because right now the Black Queen is out of order. That's why there's no real freedom dealing with our queens that's out here. All of our sisters can be queens, but right now, if you out of order, you're not the queen. You just
right.
a sister.
But you were saying with the song Born Free. Born Free was the song was talking about Elsa the Lion.
Yeah, we know what
the
they were talking about. We're the ultimate animal. We understand the movie talking about what they were talking about, but the song actually, too, refers to who and what we are. We're the ultimate animal. This is
right.
I understand what you're saying, dealing with
power.
The lions and the elephants. Because that's why we're in the lion's gate right now. An elephant is 30. This is why the saying, an elephant never forgets, because it's the elephant's memories. Memories is 3. Elephant is 3. That's why the elephant has a hell of a memory.
But the elephant has a brain the size of a peanut.
Mm-hmm.
But
with that peanut brain, he can remember shit that we, right now, talking about Alzheimer's and shit we can't remember. You even got your children that's forgetting stuff. They can't remember now. So, yeah, our memories are, well, it's coming back because that's what the water is doing, bringing back consciousness and memory, our
right.
memory bank.
Right. But the other part, too, is because we've entrusted this thing that we're talking into, this smartphone, to remember the phone numbers, remember the addresses, remember what we wanted to order, what we paid for. It's all being put into a technological so you don't use yourself.
Yeah, that's been saying that it's the artificial to the real. Real is 13, 4, artificial is 44. Computer is 32, 5, brain is 14, 5. We're not using our real brain. We're using an artificial computer. Come on. We all know we're doing it. Stop it. When are you going to stop and start rebooting your brain? Because reboot is 23. It's your brain that's being rebooted. Reboot 23, brain 14. We're in a reboot stage, even with these words and numbers. It's being rebooted, baby. And hopefully we can see beyond just the word, because it's the word that has us trapped. Their word, their definition. Every time we talk about definition, we go to their thorax, their dictionary. be it black law, this, that, or the other. It's their words of English that keeps us bound because we only see it the way that we're presenting it, the way that they gave it to us through their definition, their books. We're the ultimate book, we keep saying. We keep referring to their book. That's why we are the missing link. And we keep linking up with their shit, trying to extrapolate and to pull out and push in different things that they now gave us to father what? Program us. Program is the 6, 24, back to the inhale, exhale, back to the heart. Oh, this is a program starting from the heart, starting from the earth, when we first got involved with these creatures, whatever they want to call themselves. We got to break this. We got to have the balance. That's why balance is 6. What are you balancing? The damn word. Stop using their definition because you have no balance pushing their agenda with their definition of this occult language called English. We ain't never going to break that cycle. That's why, again, I love it when you say it's for the 7 generations. I know what I'm leaving is for those 7 generations to fight with. Because a lot of us just ain't going to get it. I understand that. But it's for our babies. If we say we want to leave this a better place for our children, what in the hell are you leaving, family? I'm leaving this code with numbers and words. I know what I've been given to leave to our children to battle these bastards. What are you leaving, family? To your baby, what are you leaving? Are you still recycling the same nonsense? Trying to get them to buy into it, and their genetic structure does not hear it or feel it. That's why DNA is 6. We're giving them the word to balance the hell is 6, that they got to deal with right here on earth. Earth is 6. Are you born in hell saying that you was born on earth? Come on. Balance this shit out and see what they've been saying. So we stop pushing their program. And the word usage by the definition through their dictionaries that we stuck on. My dictionary comes from me and y'all. But I still take what y'all give me the way they gave it to you and transform it. Change it. The 5 is change. Change all that shit. Because we can't get nowhere using the same damn thing, the same program from the same words of definition that we put so much stock in. We put a whole bunch. I listen to the way my people talk. And when we talk about the Bible, dealing with those stories, and we stuck into the stories of the Bible because we have no relationship with the numbers of the wisdom that the allegories and the parables are actually telling you because it's not literal, but we're telling the stories literal the way they were told to us, dealing with these characters that weren't real, because nobody has ever shown me or anybody else a fossil of any of the people that were in the Bible. None of them. And we still get stuck on trying to explain the Bible the way it was taught to us. That's why our children ain't hearing it. They're not hearing it. They don't even resonate on it. And we keep talking, how do we keep it? That's part of talking to the digital age. Find the numbers behind the words that they use and give them numbers to put an emphasis on what they don't see. Because they'll still never see it with the word we give it. They ain't going to see no number. It ain't no wisdom. We just keep pushing their narrative is a word they use, damn it. We keep pushing their narrative, thinking we doing our children justice. And our children act like they paying attention, but they ain't hearing it. They don't supposed to hear it. The times have changed, and if we ain't changing with the times and know how to change using the balance of the words we've been given that we still arguing about, having discussions about, the way that they've given it to us one way or another, the way we see it, the way it was programmed in us, our children don't. These generations under us don't see it, and they don't supposed to see it. It's not on their DNA like that. So if we don't find a way to talk to the digital age, the children of God, the real talk, speaking truth to power. What are we doing? For me, it's a disservice to our babies, giving them the same stuff that we're talking about right now that we've seen is a lie. Everything we was taught was a lie. We say that how often, but we still giving it to us that way that they gave it to us in that lie form. Out of order, family. We talking about that three now, 2021, that three is out of order. It's a lie that we keep pushing. And we say it's a lie, but we keep using the same words the way we interpret the words from their definition. We ain't even interpreted our own way, because when we give it slightly different, but from the same viewpoint that it was given to us by the authors of the dictionary. As you said, dealing with that movie, Brother Kwame, I can't remember the name of it, the crazy professor or the crazy scientist that basically wrote the Harvard Dictionary or one of these dictionaries, Mel Gibson playing the part. And we still using these particular words and definitions of a crazy man. Hell, I feel all of these damn white people dealing with this that they're pushing is crazy as hell. But they ain't crazy. We are, because we keep using this shit. We keep saying it. We keep speaking into existence the way we use it. And we talking about getting out. Stop it. Stop it. If we ain't got something of our own dealing with our journey to see this shit every damn thing a different way, we caught up trying to catch up. And I ain't talking about Heinz ketchup, damn it. We caught up like a mug. And we still really can't see it because we're not able to, whatever your angle is, put your spin. Your spin is 15, which is 6. Your word, not they word. And we keep putting the spin, but it's still they garbage or their shit, because shit is also 6, like word is 6. That's why I use the term, stop shitting on me, family. I hear the number behind the word that you keep telling me, trying to come up with something different using that same definition of what we've embraced by this system, trying to come out of it. No balance at all. And this is the age we're in, dealing with Aquarius, the third horseman that came in on a black horse with a pair of balance, family. We ain't balancing shit. Not using it the way we were taught through the program, thinking we balancing something out. This is why we can't reach the digital age. We can't reach our children, because we're using an old way that they don't even resonate with. They don't even feel it. As they say, do you feel me? They don't feel us at all. They listen for the respect of your elders and parents, but it's just rolling off the back of their neck, because we're not giving them anything new other than the program we heard for 40, 50, 60 years. And we're still pushing that same narrative on our children. It ain't going to happen. Digital age, family. What was that, Brother Kwame?
Professor and the Madman with Mel Gibson.
Right, okay, that's it. Professor and the Madman. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Yep. See? So how long are we going to keep listening to these Professor and the Madman who come up with these dictionaries, these occult words that we put so much stock in? So much stock. Because the numbers don't change to come out of my family's mouth when we having the discussion. I'm listening to the numbers behind the words. That's why I'm learning to read people by the numbers of the words that come out their mouth. I'm learning this. It's still a learning process to me. But I'll be able to discern and disseminate a lie very quickly in the very near future when people are talking to me. I'm able to do it now, but not as proficient as I want to. That's why I said I'm a good teacher, but I'm a better student, because I'm still learning. And I never stop being a better student until the day I die. So I'll always be a better student, because I'm still learning, like we all are. Still learning and and better student are the same numbers. Steel being 4, student being 9. Better being 4, student being 9. And I meant to say learning being 9, still learning. That's a 4 and a 9, which brings you back to the 4. Spiritual. That's where I am, family. Spiritual all the way. I loved last year with the shutdown because I was able to crystallize, to cocoon myself, to get into all of this. But I do it every day anyway because what they did with the shutdown didn't stop the way I live whatsoever. And I was hoping that my people took that time out to get into themselves on a real. But listening to my people with the words they use without the balance, uh-uh. No, we still spinning our wheels because we won't use the willpower. That's why will, W-H-E-E-L, 22, which is 4, and will, W-I-L-L, is 13, which is 4. The number didn't change, the word did. And we spinning our wheels instead of using our will. Ezekiel's will, damn it. Come on, fam. Break this shit down. I've been doing it for 5 years on the radio, on these blog talks. Go back and listen to all these damn shows, and y'all will see everything that's been mentioning for those 5 years is bringing us where we are right now in the year of the ox, 2021. Stay on your 5, because we running past the 5. I love Brother Derek, and I got a computer, but my thing is your brain is the ultimate computer, but it can tap these words in, and it gives them a number. You want your brain to do that because, again, we're still using an artificial means to give us what we should be able to decipher, to decode at any time. That's the power we have. We invented the damn computer, but we are letting the computer take over because of laziness. I ain't got to remember no phone number. Numbers are like motor oil to the brain, baby. They lubricate. Because when you run out of oil, you throw a rod, baby, and we throwing rods all over the place. Spare the rod and spoil the child. Break that numbers down to that and see what you come up with. You'd be surprised. But like I said, we say things and we don't take time to break it down. We just use it and we embrace what we think it means by their words and definitions. And we'll never get out of the program, keep using those same means of the words without balancing the words, because that's the times we're in the Black Horsemen. Balance, baby. We got to bring real balance.
Oh,
go ahead. Was somebody trying to say something? Yes, yes, yes.
But Eddie, spare the rod and spoil the child comes up to 111, which is a 3.
Yep. There you go.
But what you're saying about the Black Horseman and the scales is what you're doing and saying, taking the words out of my mouth and putting them with the number on the scale so they balance.
Mm-hmm.
That you understand how we can balance what we're going to use to bring things into order, because if those words are not balancing with the numbers, the scale is imbalanced.
That's why our culture was trial by feather. What was the feather being measured by on the scale? The heart. Is 24, which is 6.
Right.
Word is 15, which is 6. Balance is 15, which is 6. It's the heart that's being balanced. We ain't balancing the heart, which means we're not balancing the word. That's what we're being judged by, the word. Your word is gone, coming from your heart, baby. That was the story of the Wizard of Oz. That's why they only went to the 4th chakra, the green, the Emerald City, to be judged by their heart. Not just the 10 man, but all 4 of the characters, 4. Dorothy, the 10 man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion. 4. The 3 dealing with Orion's belt following Sirius Star.
along the serious journey. That's our whole story of Maya. The balance being measured by the feather in the heart. Yes, it's man, they just took all these damn stories and changed it to suit them and fit them. But we can't recognize it because we get into the entertainment of what's being put in our face. That's why entertainment is 51. It's 6. We too much into the entertainment where we can't balance the 6, the word. 6. The entertainment got us. So we got to stop entertaining ourselves with the nonsense and balance this stuff so the heart can get right. Because a lot of our hearts are out of order. A lot of it. So, yeah, we got some work to do. We're getting it. We got some work to do. But like I said, at this time, in this junction, we definitely got to talk to the digital age, our youth, our children, especially about this next step of trying to make humans transhumans, to change the human genome. We have to find ways that we can talk to them to give them the information that they can use right now, dealing with the words, balancing those words that they use by giving them something different with the number. Because this is something they ain't heard of, like most of us when I first got on this journey, wasn't resonating with this. It took people a minute to even get on board. They was like, man, that sounds good, but I don't know what in the hell you talking about, man. What numbers? What? Please. And once it really hit them, everybody came back and said, hey, man, I am so sorry, man. I see what you've been saying. And I started to stay with me so long, I started putting these numbers to the word, and now I'm seeing a whole different pattern. This is why we have to learn whatever pattern you have. Pattern for me is dealing with the number. That's why number comes to 2, pattern comes to 2. This is what I measure everything by. Measure comes to 2. Shit, I do it all by the numbers with me. And it's easy. It's easy. That's why easy is 14, damn it. It ain't hard. It's easy. The spirit ain't meant to be hard. God ain't meant to be hard. It's simple. Simple is 4. Keep it simple, stupid. Kiss me. Keep it simple. And I don't want to call you stupid, but I like stupid because of the number. Stupid is 31. I don't say stupid. I just say we weak. W-E-A-K, which is the same number. Dumb, the same number. 4. Stupid, dumb, and weak. So my people are not dumb nor stupid. They're weak. Spiritually weak. That's why we keep coming back to the 4. It's all spiritual, baby. Once we recognize that and recognize all these words attached to 4, it's giving us this real truth. Speaking the truth, we'll be better off suited to do what we're doing on a spiritual level. That's why level is 1. We want to level everything off. Make it level and then bring you up another level by level by level, taking one step at a time. They had an old show on that was a thriller called One Step Beyond. Oh, yeah. We going beyond this nonsense, just like the Twilight Zone, just like the Outer Limits. We control the vertical. We control the horizontal. Vertical and horizontal line gives you a cross, baby. We can delude your mind, or we can bring it to crystal clarity. That's what George gave us, using that same format of the Outer Limits with Good Evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There's nothing wrong. They was telling you, do not adjust your television. We can control it. George was controlling that Outer Limits, dealing with the spiritual, taking us out of this garbage and putting us in a spiritual land, baby, and a lot of us still don't see it today. Woo! Hey, but we're getting it. That's what I love. Because even though I still hear the words a certain way, the words are changing that my people, that family are using. And like I said, the more you get into it, or even whatever it is you get into, when you have your process of patterns that you start to see, because they keep going in the same patterns. They don't change. They just keep changing the words. The numbers pattern stays right there. And nothing changed with the word. It's just more sophisticated today. The Willie Lynch letter we've been talking about is sophisticated. They don't even have the letter no more. They're going to put it in our mind. That's why the mantra of this country is united we stand, divided we fall. And that's the division with the masked and unmasked, with the vaccinated and unvaccinated. It's no more than divided we fall. And we really getting ready to fall in autumn, family, for those of us who are not prepared. Because like I said, we did shows on preparing physically and materially things that we would need to survive. But we haven't did a show yet, which we're going to have to do on the spiritual salvation that we should be pushing, at least part of the time, because I can't say half of the time, because I know most of our people don't have a half a day to do anything, because 8 hours to 10 hours of the day is working. 8 hours and the other 2 hours is getting back and forth to work, which is basically 10 hours of your day, and you only got 14 hours left to eat, sleep, clean up, do whatever you got to do once you get home. You still don't have that time, so this is why I am so grateful to be in this part where I don't have to get up and work for nobody but self and continue to let it flow, baby, let it flow. That's why flow is 14. When you flow, that's the 5, baby. Stay on your 5. Stay on what's important to you, 5. Stay what interests you, 5, because that's what's bringing us together. The interest of what's important, the 5. That's your interpretation, not mine. Interpretation 59, 5 plus 9 is 14. That's why in interpretation, there's no coincidence that you got 14 damn letters in interpretation, the 5. That's why you'll never forget. If you can't remember it's 59, you remember, look at those letters, and you got 14 letters. That's why it comes from your thought, 5. Your authority, 5. Your curiosity, 5. ACT. Act, or C-A-T, cat. As we say, curiosity, kilter, and what did they bring them back with? So, yes, family, it's all in the numbers. That's why a black cat, 1111, is bad luck. Ain't that a, But why is luck, the word luck, 14? But you want to throw bad in front of luck. No, it ain't nothing unlucky about us. That's why in 2 days, we'll be coming up on Friday the 13th, a so-called unlucky day by them. Even classifying that day with a particular word, I can't think of it offhand, but it has a name, a phobia. I can't think of the first part of the word, but the last part is phobia. Being afraid of 13 or Friday the 13th. Why? No 13th floor. See? But everything in their creation that they created was what? 13. 13 colonies, 13 states. Then it was 13 original flag, 13 stars and stripes. 13. Why they got 13 everywhere, but they want us to be afraid of it? Because 13 is the number of God. 13 or 4 is the number of spirit, the spirit of God. So they want you to fear the God in you, because 13 or the 4 is what Brother Kwame always says, overstanding, 4. I use the same number, different word, understanding, 4. Once I know I have the understanding, I immediately can go to the overstanding. It's the same number. It takes you there. Once we go inside, then we can bring it out.
So, yes. Ooh, I didn't know.
We in 1108, so we passed the time. So I wanted to say this as a public announcement, family. You know, at any time, they could cut us off. So we are in that overtime round that they might at any time pull the plug. So I just want the family to be ready for that at any time.
Yes.
So if somebody has something to add, please do. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
It's called truscophobia.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Right, truscophobia. And then you were talking about the Twilight Zone and One Step Beyond. And they came out, both of them came out in 1959, one in January, one in September. One was ABC and one was CBS. And that was the way that they were putting that programming in, starting that going into the 60s, ending the 50s and coming into the 60s with these sci-fi movies.
Yes, Star Trek.
Right.
Yeah.
So all of that was put in place because, the War of the World, they had made that announcement when they did it on radio, and people started killing themselves, jumping out because they believed that they were really being invaded, you know.
Invaded, yeah.
So that fake news in the radio back in the day because people, you know, are geared to be programmed by propaganda and by the media. So what we're seeing now is what technology is doing, but what we're doing is that we have the generations that are coming that are already crystalline children that are now already programmed with this new seed of consciousness that we only need to help them with the foundation of what truth is. But they're going to build on this truth. This is why the challenge is divine intelligence over artificial intelligence.
I had myself on mute. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, I was doing
good.
Hang on.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, because everything got silent. I said, what, we got cut off?
Yeah. Okay.
No, I make sure I put myself on mute, because I start moving around and doing things, and I don't want no background echo. So I usually always, when I'm not talking and not writing, I put myself on mute still, because I don't want to interfere with the flow of what's being said. So I would hope that everybody else would follow that suit and mute themselves when anybody's talking, so we don't have to constantly mention somebody's got background noise. Could you put yourself on mute? Come on, that's just basic respect that those of us who have been on here, we do that. So it's somebody new or it's them doing some interference somewhere down the line, like we had the echo and we ain't got it now. So where did that echo come from when it was doing the interference? So again, we're on their power grid using their technology over these Blog Talk waves. So that's why waves is 21. Anytime we talk about microwave, radio wave, heat wave, whatever waves it is, waves is 21. That's why the 21 with waves is going to be used by 5G to shoot these waves to basically activate the shot. Shot being 21. And that's what they're going to do with that three. It's going to and or kill once the 5G, the 12, is turned on, affecting the blood, 12, affecting your cell, 12. That's what they're doing with all this. It's all connected by numbers when we see exactly what it's attacking.
But what?
Along with
at
the temple itself, the temple being 23, 5. Your 5 is your temple. Stay on your 5. Stay on your temple, family. They use the 5 called tower. Tower is 23. You was about to say something, Brother Kwame?
yeah, what I was going to share with, and the